Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Madhuri, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to HMA Agro Industries Limited Q4 and FY 2026 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on a touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundrani. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, all ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nikhil Sundrani, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of HMA Agro Industries Limited. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome all our respected shareholders, investors, analysts, and stakeholders to today's earnings conference call for quarter and financial year ended 31st of March 2026. At the outset, I would like to sincerely thank all of you for your continued trust and confidence in the company. Your support motivates us to continue focusing on transparency, good governance, and long-term value creation. Before we begin, I would like to mention that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. Participants are requested to refer to the disclosures filed with the stock exchange for further details. Joining me today is our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gulzair Ahmed, along with Mr. Aman Kaushik, Senior Associate Finance. The fourth quarter and overall financial year have been encouraging for the company, marked by strong financial performance, improved operational efficiencies, expansion into new markets, and continued business growth despite global challenges. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gulzair Ahmed, to take you through the financial and operational highlights of the quarter and year. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nikhil. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Gulzair Rahman, Chief Financial Officer of the company, and I warmly welcome all the stakeholders and investors to the earning call for the quarter and the financial year ended 31st March 2026. It is always a pleasure to interact with all of you and share the progress, performance, and the strategic direction of the company. Today, I am extremely pleased to present our financial results, which mark a historic milestone in the journey of our organization. Financial year 2025-26 has been our strongest financial year in the history of company, with record performance across revenue, EBITDA, EBT, and PAT. Before discussing to the financial performance, I would like to sincerely thank our management team, employees, business partners, customers, stakeholders, investors, and the continued impact that made us achieve possible. Despite challenging global conditions, as we all know, this year was not so quiet. We have a war-like situation in the Middle East where we have a huge challenges for the logistic and trade movement and the international trade continents. The company successfully managed its operation and continued strong growth trajectory. This demonstrates that our business model, strong customer relationships, and disciplined execution capacity. Now, I would like to share with you the standalone financial performance for the year of 2025-26. I am proud to share that the financial year 2025-26 has been the best standalone financial year ever driven by the company across all major financial parameters. If we talk about the revenue, our standalone revenue for the financial year 2025-26 increased to 67,689 million as compared to 48,640 million in the last financial year, registered a strong growth of approximately 39.2% year on year. For the quarter four of financial year 2025-26, the revenue stood at the 15,384.83 million as compared to 14,368.2 million in the last quarter of last year, reflecting a healthy growth of approximately 4%. A strong revenue growth was supported by the higher export volumes, expansion into a new geopolitical market, addition to a new customer, and improved demand across the key business sector. If I share the EBITDA with you. The standalone EBITDA grew significantly to 2,109.5 million during the financial year of 2025-26 as compared to 1,170.2 million in last year, reflecting an impressive growth of approximately 80.3% year on year. This substantial improvement was driven by the better operational efficiency, improved product mix, high capacity utilization, and disciplined cost management initiatives taken by the company. The EBITDA margin improved to 3.12% during the financial year of 2025-26 as compared to approximately 2.4% in financial year of 2024-25. The improvement in the margin reflects the benefit of operating leverage, better preserving efficiency, and tighter control over the operational cost. Profit before tax increased to 1,718.5 million during the financial year of 2025-26 from 908.2 million in financial year 2024-25, representing a strong growth of approximately 89.2% year on year. The profit after tax at 1,271 million as compared to 601 million in last financial year. Now I would like to share with you the consolidated financial performance for 2025-26. The revenue, consolidated revenue for year 2025-26 stood at 69,164.95 million, compared to 51,330.17 million in last year, registering a robust growth of approximately 34.7%. Consolidated EBITDA is 2,839.59 million as compared to 1,834.9 million in last year. The significant improvement in EBITDA was driven higher capacity utilization, improved pricing, strong product mix. The EBITDA margin improved to approximately 4.11% during the current year as compared to the approximately 3.57% of last year. Profit before tax consolidated is 2,177.43 million as compared to 1,256.04 million in last year, reflecting a strong growth of approximately 73.4% year on year. The profit after tax increased to 1,651.86 million during the financial year of 2025-26 as compared to the previous year, higher consolidated profit achieved by the company in the recent year. Now I would like to tell you about the key growth driver and strategic development. Strong demand, and we have received strong demand across the business sector. We continue to witness healthy demand across our major business vertical during the year. The company saw increase in the demand from both existing customer and the new international buyer. Increase in the clientele and the customer relationship has bring us more order from the previous customer, and with the delivery and with our product present in the market, we are able to get new clientele also. In this year, we have achieved the Malaysian authorities approval for one of our subsidiaries that has made us to utilize our capacity for that plant and achieve good and achieve the demand and serve them on time with our utilization of capacity. With this, I would like to conclude my speech. In the closing, I would like to say that financial year 2025-26 has been a very satisfying year for the company. The overall performance reflects not only strong financial growth, but also the hard work, commitment, and coordinated effort of our entire organization. Over the course of the year, we remain focused in execution, customer relationship, products, operational discipline, and long-term business stability. This balanced approach has helped us drive stable growth while our strengthening the foundation of the company for the future. We continue to see increasing opportunity across our market and remain confident about the long-term potential of our business. We will not stop and we will not satisfy with the performance. We will work more harder and harder to achieve more milestones. Your continued support inspires us to perform better every year and move forward and great confidence and responsibility. I would like to thank everyone, our investor, our board of directors, our team, the whole organization who is working to achieve good and strong milestones for our future. Thank you all. Thanks a lot. Nikhil, over to you. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Guljaji, for giving us the brief on the financial results. Now over to moderator for the same.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Kapil Advani from Art Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hi. So good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations, sir, for a great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the geographical split. Can you please bifurcate the geographical split for FY26? Hello.
So please stay connected, sir, until we connect with Chairperson.
Sure.
So welcome back, sir. Please go ahead, sir. So you can go ahead with your question, sir.
Okay. So, sir, can you please provide the bifurcation for geography split for FY26 in terms of top five geographies?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Can you speak a bit louder?
Sir, can you provide the geography bifurcation for FY26 revenue for the top five geographies?
You want us to share the geographical sales of our?
Right.
Okay, no problem. We will be able to email you. Is it possible you will drop us the email and we will send you the geographically continental wise our site?
Sure, sir. And sir, our target was 25% for the Philippines for this year. Are we able to 25% of the sales for the fellow meat for in Philippines? So are we on track with that for FY26?
I didn't get your question. What was that? 25%?
25% of the target was from Philippines, right? This year.
From Philippines?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So are we on track with that in FY26? Have we achieved our target?
No, in the last year, the target for we said for the Philippines was not achieved. But we are working very closely with our clientele, and we will planning to operate going more deeper in the Philippines market to get the share. As the Philippines market is not buying all the varieties of the product, they are only selected with a few products, and that we were not able to supply them the only selective item. But we are working with them to increase the demand there and to educate them to use more product rather than to collectively only one of one.
Understood, understood. Got it. And sir, on the buffalo meat pricing, how does our prices are there in as compared to the peers that are selling there domestically? What is the difference between our price and their prices? in the geographies that we sell, like Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia?
In Vietnam, Malaysia, you are talking about the Southeast Asia region. Their domestic prices are still higher because they don't have livestock availability. Their dependency is more on the imported product. So till now, the prices are working very well, whatever we are offering them. And we hope the prices, what is going to share to them from India.
Okay.
They will be working for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you provide a ballpark figure in percentage terms that we are 10% cheaper, 20% cheaper in their markets?
That we will be able to search and we will update you. No problem.
No worries, sir. I'll share an email with the questions.
Thank you, sir. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So the follow-up question comes from Kapil Advani from Arthroth Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Sir, how are the current geopolitical conditions affecting our operations?
As we all know, the situation in the Middle East, they have no final conclusion. So the only biggest challenge what we are facing is the logistic and the prices of the freight. If this geopolitical situation not normalized sooner, it will really give a very bad hit on our product prices, because the prices from the shipping line or the transportation charges have been increasing as big number in multiple folds. So if the prices for freight is further going to increase, it will definitely bring a strong pressure on our product, and not only our product, all the export commodities.
That's
the only thing. But as we are lucky, we are in the food industry, and people are choosing food rather than another product. So we hope that people will be able to cope up with the prices and the costs.
Okay, sir. And sir, what exactly are the factors that cause the increase in our input cost? Like, what factor causes price inflation in Buffalo? And since we are not able to pass on the rise in our input cost to the customers to remain competitive, do you see any other increase in input cost? Or
I think the main factor for the any product costing is demand and supply. If there is a demand, we can match the cost. If the demand is getting slowed down due to the increasing in the operational cost, transportation cost, that will impact on the product pricing also.
Okay. But sir, I just wanted to understand that what are the factors that affect the rise in price of our input cost? Like, what factors are there to increase the price of the Buffalo, which is our input cost?
The local price for the procurement?
Right.
It's weather also, because if we have a bad weather condition, some like very hot summer, so it is very hard for the supplier to make transportation, because they are worried about the health of their livestock. So they need to load their livestock accordingly. Like before, if there is a capacity of any car, they used to go it for half, and then to make the traveling, the cost has been increased. And also, if there is a good seasonal harvesting, so farmer was risky, and they asked for the more prices for their livestock. So climate is there, and the cost of transportation is there. These are the factors which impact directly. So this is one of the livelihood of the farmer. When they have livestock, they treat it as their investment. So it depends how it's like if there is a good demand in overseas and we have a good opportunities to make production. So we have to follow the pricing what the seller wants, like the farmer wants to sell their buffalo. We cannot negotiate very strongly.
Understood. Understood.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Ojasvi Mota, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, congratulations on good set of numbers as well as getting a step closer to your vision of getting a 10,000 crores revenue in FY27.
Thank you. Congratulations to you also as I am able to understand you are an investor.
So I just have a question that you mentioned that you are not being able to increase your prices of exports due to the reason that countries like Brazil and New Zealand are not increasing their export prices. But you said that you are expecting that they are going to increase their prices and as a result of which you will also be able to increase your prices and thus we will get better margin. So what is your take on that?
As I would like to give you a brief about our product. We are the best choice for the people who are looking for the nutrition or the non-vegetarian diet. So New Zealand and Australia play a role in the price. It is correct. But when there are the situation when New Zealand and Australia have its higher costs, so they also have to increase their prices. So we will be having a room to increase our prices. And also when we have a good pricing in India, so we are able to produce more quantity because we will get more demand from the market. So once we are able to supply, to produce more, our operation cost is also good. So we have margins there.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Participants are kindly requested to ask two questions in the initial round and may join the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Kapil Advani from Art Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So, sir, can you share the update on the rice business? Is there any progress? How are we doing?
We are working very fine with the rice business. And we have a good clientele now. And we are getting repeat orders from the rice business also. But as we all know, the rice commodity, we have many other choices available. So rice business in India depends on the pricing also. But we work very closely with all our clients, and we are retaining the clients, and slowly, but steadily, we have a growth of rice exports also.
Okay, and how much was the split contribution from the rice business in FY26?
It's a small one, and if I'm not wrong, I don't have the perfect figure, I will ask my team to check it correctly and we will share with you. But it's not a big figure, but it will be a big figure because we are now creating basket and we have a very strong belief that we will be able to get a good share of rice business also in the next year.
Understood, sir. And sir, are we in line with the 1 billion of revenue in FY27?
We are, Mr. Kapil, and that's what our all team is working on the same direction. And we are working very hard to achieve this target as soon as possible before the target deadline what we have set. And we hope we will achieve it very soon. And it will give us an immune pleasure to all our stakeholders, our team, that we will be entering into the 1 billion organization.
Okay, that's great to hear, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
And, sir, And sir, are we looking to expand our product portfolio, like adding any type of meat, shrimp, etc.?
We are working on many products, and we are also thinking to add French fries to our market. But it is very initial stage, very initial. I will be not able to comment any volumes or any numbers, but we are hoping that this is the same generic where we have a same clientele, and we feel that the same clientele can bring us entry ticket for the same sector. So we are working on it, and we are also working very closely with the chicken, because chicken is the next substitute of the meal when people have choices. So we want to give good choices to all our customers. So we are working on those directions.
Sorry, sir. Can you please repeat the product?
French fries and chicken.
French fries.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a frozen generic product, and there is a very good relation between our frozen product and French fries. So we are planning to enter in this segment also. But this is very initial stage, and we are working on the market condition and everything. And we will definitely want desperately to go in this.
Understood. And sir, one last question on the that the current stake that we have divested. So what was the criteria for determining the price of the divestment? Could you please share?
For the diversification, the main motive is to bring a big basket, big food basket to our
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but I was asking about the divestment that we have made, the OFS that we have done at 18.
Hmm.
So what was the criteria for determining the price?
Determining the
price of the OFS.
OFS price for
Kapilji, I am interrupting between. You are saying about the OFS.
Correct.
OFS means now we have completed our minimum public, achieved the minimum public shareholding. That OFS
correct,
you are saying?
Sir, the price. What led to the determination of the price?
Basically, the price actually
as
the.
As we were already on the board, the price has been decided only as per the exchange board, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was decided on the basis of current market value price. Floor price the board decided. Floor price which was decided by the board, because we have gone achieved the minimum public shareholding by way of stock exchange mechanism through a window, separate window. Okay. So the floor price was decided by the management. It is the selling price. Huh?
Right, right. So I was wondering what was the criteria, because the price at that time was around 20 rupees and we did the OFS at 18, right?
Yes, yes.
So, okay. So it was decided in the board meeting. Got it.
Yeah, actually it is decided as per the SEBI circular. Na? In SEBI circular, the definition of price is written as price decided by the seller. Seller can sell at any price.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundrani for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all the investors and analysts for joining us the call. And we appreciate your continued trust over the company, towards the Chennai Industry Limited, and we truly appreciate your confidence in the company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Doorsabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.